proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. In this final session on our series of the seven deadly sins, we focus our attention on the one sin that God put on the top of his list of those that were an abomination to him, namely the sin of pride. Pride results when an individual esteems himself more highly than he ought to, and reckoning himself to be superior to others. The Bible did provide examples illustrating the truth underlying each of these axioms. The fourth chapter of the book of Daniel recorded one such instance. Daniel had warned King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon about that monarch's coming degradation. Daniel exhorted the king to repent and change his ways. Instead, King Nebuchadnezzar allowed his pride to get the better of him. While walking in his palace, the king said, quote, "Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty?" Unquote. Immediately, a voice from heaven responded, quote, "O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee, and they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee." Unquote. The underlying purpose behind that divine sentence was to let the Babylonian monarch understand that, quote, "The Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will." Unquote. King Nebuchadnezzar seemed to have learned that lesson. After God restored his sanity to him and returned unto him his kingdom, that monarch wrote, quote, "I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment." The king added that, quote, "Those that walk in pride, he is able to abase." Unquote. Pride and arrogance often go hand in hand. Anyone whose pride impels himself to exalt himself will tend to regard others as his inferiors. Solomon linked pride and arrogance in Proverbs 8 with what he termed, quote, "the evil way," unquote. God promised that he would execute judgment upon all those who allow pride and arrogance to mold their characters. For example, in Isaiah chapter 13, God said that, quote, "I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible," unquote. How can believers overcome pride in their lives? Paul provided the answer in the book of Philippians. He exhorted this audience in the second chapter of this epistle, quote, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men." Unquote. As the Son of God incarnate, the second person of the Trinity, Jesus Christ could have used his position to demand service from men. After all, as God incarnate, he is worthy of all worship. But at his first coming, when Jesus Christ walked the earth, he chose to minister to others. He even washed the feet of his own disciples, as recorded in the 13th chapter of John's Gospel. By so doing, he demonstrated his own lack of personal pride and gave the disciples an example of how they ought to minister to one another. Christians ought to cultivate the same mindset as their Savior manifested. Jesus Christ in Matthew 11 described himself as, quote, "meek and lowly in heart," unquote. Christians should likewise practice humility, thereby suppressing their pride. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.